1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVUE News time is 8:44, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. Pleased to have with us Nancy Ricker, the Emporia Municipal Band conductor, really with the final concert of the summer season fast approaching.
Nancy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, glad to have you on board. Is it a little bittersweet to get to this point of your very first concert season as director?
It is, but we've had such an awesome season this summer. We've been fairly lucky as far as weather's concerned, and the musicians have just really brought their best out this summer, and I've been really proud to stand in front of them at all our concerts.
Yeah, it looks like you've had good crowds this year too, huh, Nancy?
We've had a lot of concert goers coming out, some new people who have come for years and brought somebody new to the concert, which we always love to see.
You know, one of the things that, you know, you mentioned here that you're proud to, you know, stand in front of this group of musicians. And I tell you what, the concerts that I've gone to, I haven't been to all of them. I've been to most of them. But the level of musicianship with this group is as high as it's been in quite some time.
Oh, yeah, they've really brought their A game this year. and tonight is no exception. Our theme is all requested by them, and they really went all out, and they weren't very kind to themselves. It's a pretty difficult concert, but it's going to sound really awesome.
So what are some of the selections we might hear tonight, Nancy?
Well, some of their favorites, we have the Marching Procession of Bacchus, which is just a wonderful romp through Greek mythology, and the Pirates of the Caribbean medley that we play almost every summer. It's a favorite among them.
Nancy, from your perspective, what's you know, this is Cook's Choice, and you've been on the other side of things as a musician's you know, perspective on it. What kind of goes into the selection now as the conductor to the different, you know, selections that'll be played? Because I'm assuming that, you know, what is it, the 9 or 10 selections that you'll perform here tonight, you get way more than that.
Oh, yes. I had to cut quite a few. The entire saxophone section sent me about 5 just for themselves. But trying to balance between difficulty so their faces don't wear out halfway through the concert, but also some classical stuff, some pop stuff. Like I said, we got some movie music in there, so it's interesting for the musician and the listener.
We don't want any face-wearing outing going on, that is for certain. 8 o'clock tonight, Emporia Municipal Band, Cook's Choice, all the music selected by the musicians of our wonderful Emporia Municipal Band. Nancy Ricker, the band director, is with us here, and it has been a great year. Yeah, you're right, Nancy. Weather has been not too bad for the band concerts this year. So are you a match day participant again here this season?
Am I a what?
Is the band a part of match day again this year, do you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. We are back on the roster for this November.
All right, so keep the band in mind, you know, during match day through the Emporia Community Foundation coming up this fall. So after this, do you have a little break? What's next before the end of the year for the band?
Well, we've got our Christmas concert. We're lining up for December. We're still working on a date for that, so you'll have to stay tuned. But we do have a new website. We had a website years ago, and I kind of rebuilt it. And it's posted on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to check that out, we will always have a countdown timer for our next concert on there.
Outstanding. Nancy, before we let you go here, and I know you've got kind of meeting schedules and stuff like that, but talk a little bit about the recruiting effort, maybe to get some new Emporia Municipal Band members basically between now and next concert season coming up here next year, because you have, again, a phenomenal core, great musicianship, and I know you'd probably like to add even more here between now and next spring.
Well, yeah, and we have a lot of college students that play with us, and of course every spring we lose some because they graduate and go on to live other lives somewhere else, so we're always looking for new people. The Christmas concert is a great way to get involved, so if anybody's ever interested, they can always message our page or our email address that's on our Facebook page.
So is a bigger bandstand to get more musicians out there still a part of your wish list?
It definitely is, and it's something we've been discussing with the powers that be, for sure.
All right, and I believe tonight, too, the City of Emporia will be hosting a city meet and greet at 7 o'clock tonight prior to the band concert, as Mayor Susan Brinkman will be welcoming new assistant manager, city manager, and assistant city manager Mark Detter, and director of special projects Taylor Wash for an informal meet and greet tonight prior to the final municipal band concert of the summer season, beginning at 8 p.m. in Fremont Park. Nancy, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Nancy Ricker joining us here as we wrap up our Newsmaker 2 segment. And I did want to let you know that we do have some of our Newsmaker 2 spots available for next week, although we're filling those here, including one that's coming up here for Wednesday with USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis, going to be talking about some items. For tomorrow, here for the, and I apologize because my computer just completely froze up on me here for a second.
Jeremiah Corpeting.
Thank you. Lyon County Fair will be our a guest. He'll be coming up after What's in Outdoors, so around 8:45 for that particular interview, getting the early preview at the Lyon County Fair and the upcoming schedule.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. CareArc, healthcare without the headache. KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Thursday, 8:50, sunshine and 78 degrees. Good morning.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Pax, a friendly red and white neutered adult male pit bull. Peapod, a black short hair spayed female house cat. And Tabitha the Tabby, a sweet short